Cody tractor, $14,900 with free loader, unlimited hour warranty, and a 45 horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a big change. What a nice change. Sunshine, breezy, a lot cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mid-70s, more sun. Friday will be near 80. Sun-cloud mix. Look for low 80s Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of showers by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health says it's too early to tell when we'll see the peak of coronavirus cases in the state. State health officials are staying in close contact with hospitals across the state about supplies and bed availability. Strong storms made their way across our area Tuesday morning. Possible tornadoes touched down in Pike and Barber counties. 20 homes were damaged in one Eufaula neighborhood. No serious injuries were reported. And the Alabama legislature has voted to suspend the session until April 28th. In a brief session Tuesday, both the House and Senate quickly voted for the suspension. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says he is confident that budgets will be passed when the legislature returns April 28th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Napa Know-How.
Whether you're a car guy or just a guy who uses a car or not a guy at all, you know the ear-piercing screech of a worn-out brake pad. But thanks to Napa, you don't need to know your way around a toolbox to get a quality part installed. Because while there are 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores, there are also more than 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers. So whether you do it yourself or have it done for you, all you need is Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, on the phone. Eddie Bader in the house. Jack, how you doing?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Hanging in here like a hair in a biscuit.
Did we catch you in the middle of doing something?
No, but I heard this noise on the phone.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That means that's the government listening on us.
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope there are.
Yeah. Oh, no. I hope they hear us. It's, you know,
get new fans.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, NSA.
That's
how
right.
y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We sell commercial advertisement here.
272-9228. We got a bunch of folks on the phone lines here, Jack, so why don't we go to them? Let's talk to Sam.
Hey, Joey, Jack, Eddie.
How you doing, Sam?
How's it going, Sam?
I'm here fine. We're all here fine. Thank you for taking my call. What I want to chime in about, that last segment you did, about the FISA court. That I'm glad, Joey, I'm glad you are staying on top of that and bringing it up, because to me, many people, I would assume, it's very important, man. America. Now, in America, we believe in fair play.
Mm-hmm.
That third world hidden court crap. It's just wrong on so many levels. It reminds me, I brought this up before, about the FBI. Right, a couple of years before Obama got in, there was the what happened with Dr. Frederick Whitehurst. He was head of the FBI's forensic lab. You know, I'm talking about a well-educated man, and he was being pressured to change the evidence on different cases to suit a certain outcome, and he was a whistleblower, and of course he got run off. Now, yeah, he got paid. He got several million in a lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
but still, you know, man, that's it never came out who was pressuring him, how many cases had been. I'm just saying this was an ongoing problem, and oversight. You've got to have oversight.
I agree.
Yes, sir. I had to throw that out there.
Well, I agree with you, but the problem we're having with oversight is if I'm the one that's being shady and the oversight is my uncle, well, chances are we're not, you know, we need some honest, just absolutely transparent oversight.
Transparent, that's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And, guys, at the top, it's a different world. It really is.
You're right.
Anyways, I see some good news. It's probably over by now, 10 o'clock. There were some people distributing meat to anyone that was needy here in Troy.
Oh, that's good.
That's very good.
Yeah, they said they had a truck park. It was right across the road from the Double Branch. It started at Paradise Homes, people that own it.
That's really good.
Yeah, the generosity we're seeing from people at every level is, mm-hmm. is quite remarkable. We need to remember that about who we are as people.
Absolutely, absolutely. You hate to see people panic and whatnot, but even around here I get the feeling that it's people are going to get tired of the panic, and then reality will start to set in. Yeah, we can all be careful, but
hey, Sam, is the Double Branch still a famous watering hole in Troy?
Oh, yes, sir, it is. We all miss Wiley, Mr. Sanders, but his hole survives. Mm-hmm. And but I was going to say the tornado missed me yesterday. And unlike the virus, you know, that's easy to spot. You knew it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But that's all I had. I just, that thing about the FISA court, that really, I don't like it.
I don't either. I'm just worried that with all that's going on, this is going to be somewhat buried. So I'm glad people like Joey are bringing it to
I just don't believe in this whole idea that if you add a few more procedures that it's going to fix the problem. No more secret court.
That's my issue.
Yeah, secret court. Yeah, you got to have more windows, lots of windows to look in and see what's going on. Listen, fellas, I'm going to let other people go on, but thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Let's see. Let's go to Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, yay.
Hey, guys. The NSA is not listening to your radio show. They're all working from home right now.
Well, they listen to me at home. I put on a radio show there every morning. Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm scrubbing there. Yep, yeah. I'm making sure it's clean.
That's right.
Okay, Jack, I gotta get on to you. That lady said she was going to mail you $10 because she lost a bet that Trump was going to endorse Sessions and not Tuberville.
Well, right.
And you told her to give it to the dog pound. That's stupid.
That's right.
You should have told her to donate it to Tuberville.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Lori, send the money to Jack. Jack will give it to Tuberville. Take care of it that way.
There you go.
Y'all were talking to earlier, a gentleman was talking about this virus ain't bad and all that kind of stuff, whatever. How many people are sick? About 900 in Alabama?
Yeah, around 1,000 now. Yeah.
Okay, about 1,000.
That we've confirmed. It's probably more than that.
Okay, how many are dead?
Last I saw, about 24, but only 17 officially through the Alabama Department of Public Health. But
okay, what's the percentage of that? That's pretty high compared to the flu.
Yeah, it's going to be more deadly than the flu.
It's pretty high compared to diabetes and heart. But if I walk next to you at Walmart, I can't catch your heart problem.
Right.
But I can catch this, so I don't. If everybody would just stay home for 2 weeks, then we pick up the sick people, take them to a sanitarium or whatever, cure them, whatever, and then the rest of us could go on and we could still have football in the fall. But what they're doing is they're going up to Lake Martin and Lake Jordan and they're just hanging out like there's nothing wrong, and then they're bringing it back home. They went on spring break, and they're bringing it back home.
Yes.
And it's just continuing. We continue to recontaminate ourselves. Let me tell you a story. Got a friend in the convenience store business, and this girl was working the cash register, and a man was coughing. And she asked him to step back while she was ringing him up. He grabbed her arm, and he coughed on her hand.
Mm. Why would you do that? Why on earth would you do that?
Well, he was arrested.
Well, good. Yeah. Good.
And if she gets sick, he'll also be sued.
Yeah. Excellent.
So, anyway.
It's like that lady
there's some real crazy people out there that are not taking this stuff serious. We got to take it. We got to respect it. We don't need to fear it. We just got to go by the rules.
Right.
And as I've been saying, Biloxi Gambler, in a crisis like this, a test like this, the good people are going to be generous and do good things. There are people on the fence that you hope it's a wake-up call and they start doing the right things. And then there are some people who are just no darn good. And even with a situation like this, they keep on being SOB. So
It kind of brings out the SOB, to be honest.
Yep. Okay. Well, Sessions ain't got a chance. Love Tuberville. Anyway, thank you,
brother.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Bullock Scambler. Jack, on the Dan Moore show yesterday, Dan asked Tuberville straight up that, hey, would you want to debate Sessions on these airwaves? And you got to hear Tuberville's response. I don't have the clip.
I liked it.
I'll try to paraphrase it, and you correct me if I get it wrong, Eddie. What he said, Jack, is, well, you know, I've been doing this for over a year, you know, shaking hands, getting to know people, going to all these forums. And there was one forum where I was there at the same time as Jeff Sessions, and we were all for having a debate with him. But the whole time, as he got in at the last second, he thought he was leading, so he didn't want to debate us. He didn't, you know, he thought he was leading, and then we whooped his tail pretty good. I think that was one of the lines. We're whooping his tail pretty good.
Yes.
No, why would I debate him?
Right.
It was a very honest answer, and I think it's to the point.
It was a great answer.
Well, that's good, and I agree with that.
Because he said we've got nothing, at this point, we've got nothing to gain by debating him. Now, early on, we had something to gain by debating him, but he felt like he didn't have anything to gain. So all they've done is flip the script back on Jeff. And I agree. There's no, at this point, why debate him?
How do you like them apples?
That's right. You like apples?
I think that's a good answer, and I think Tommy hit the nail on the head.
Me too.
And as Bradley said and Tommy said, we're not seeing Jeff out here. Now, all of a sudden, Jeff wants to be exposed. You know why? He wants everybody to see him because he's down in the polls.
Yes. That's right. And I hate that this election has been delayed because it's giving him a second chance, and frankly, I don't think he deserves it.
Well, I agree.
It's a shame, really, isn't it, that Bradley Byrne is not going to be in Congress anymore. I kind of always liked him, but as we got to know him here, Jack, like, it's a shame that guy's not going to be representing people anymore.
Right.
And he was a good congressman, and, you know, and here at the end, even though he was not an initial Trump supporter, he jumped on board and was doing a good job.
Right. Yeah. And, we'll see where this goes. I think it's still Tupperville's to win, but there's a lot. July 14th is a long way
away. It's a long ways off.
I know.
And now, Jack, do you feel like they should, at this time, they should both be stepping up their campaign, or you've been in that business, or do you just kind of relax and kind of let life take its course and then pick back up again back towards July?
I think what you do right now is you get on that phone and you raise money.
Okay.
And because you're not able to go to events where you see 400 people, because those are not taking place anywhere. So I would spend this time, you know, sending out press releases on issues, raising money by phone. There probably won't be any fundraisers in people's homes because people are not having gatherings during this time.
Correct.
So now's an opportune time to hone your message, raise money, because those last 3 or 4 weeks you're going to be all over the airwaves, and it's going to take a boatload of money to do that.
That's true.
Right. Right. And that applies to not just the Senate race, but also this CD2 race with Barry Moore and Jeff Cole.
Right.
We need to have at least Barry back on here soon. It's open to Jeff Coleman, but
I'd love for Jeff Coleman to come in and just lay out his story. I mean, he's got the same opportunity everybody else does.
We shall see. We got a lot of time, like we just said. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones real quick, talk to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Joey, Jack, and Eddie, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Papa B, did you get a little impatient and decide you had to jump off?
I had to go in and check my mail at the post office. So,
okay.
All right.
I didn't want to have y'all answer a phone and have dead air, you know. So
yeah, that's good, because Joey would raise hell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not like it does any good, but I would raise hell.
Well, he might not ever take my call again, and I don't want that guy.
Tread carefully.
No doubt. You got the power, baby. I'm just along for the ride. It's your world, Joey. It's your world. Look, I want to just say something about this FISA abuse thing, but before I do that, I just like to make an observation about this coronavirus. I agree 1,000% that we ought to, you know, not minimize the, you know, awfulness of it, and you know, we ought to all be careful and yada, yada, yada. However, this is not the Middle Ages, and this is not the Black Plague.
Right.
You can't take it and turn it into something it's not. And, Jack, I don't know if there's ever been a study about this, because, you know, who knows if a politico of some kind has come up with this idea. I think it'd be interesting to find out, though, when there's such a disparity between what the media is actually reporting and what the actual facts are. I wonder how long it takes for the general public to really catch on and, you know, decide that, you know, it's not nearly as bad as what they're saying. You got any insights on that, Jack?
I don't. You know, I just wonder the number of, and I get all cases we know are serious, but how many of these people have contracted coronavirus or in a life-death situation? That's what exactly. I think we know.
Right, it's hard to know until we get those antibody tests.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And see, Jack's got a good point. I mean, how many people are compromised medically already and were on the verge of getting taken out by something anyway,
right.
The flu, something, you know, because it happens every year, all the time. You know, you got folks that are, they're going to die. They're not going to make it through the year, you know. So, I mean, I hate to be, you know, kind of cavalier about it, but you got to think about that too. Okay. On this FISA abuse thing, and it ties in with Jeff Sessions. Look, you know, the abuse is obscene. And why it's taking so long for people to come to terms with this that are in the government is really, you know, I don't, at 58 years old, I don't get surprised by much anymore.
Right.
But I'm kind of surprised about this. Okay. How in the world is it taking such a long grind to really come to terms and stop it and, you know, figure out this is not a constitutional operation. This is something that the founders would revolt at this, okay?
Right.
This, that'd be shining up those muskets.
Yes, they would.
You know, so, you know, I don't understand. I'm kind of surprised. Looked like Horowitz, okay, when he came out with his report. You know, I was kind of shocked to see that he was actually surprised at the level of abuse, as if he didn't know.
Right.
I've known it for years now. Joey, you've known it for years. You don't have, you can just be a casual observer and understand that what's going on is not a good thing, not the right thing, not a constitutional thing.
You bring up a good point, Papa B, and I think here's a little bit what's going on. The first thing is, like, you all know the parents who are like, not my child,
oh, yeah.
Not my son or daughter. They would never do anything. Not my brother. He would never do anything like that. And I think some of that's going on. Horowitz is an institutional guy. I think there are also people within the government, in the FBI, the intelligence communities, people in the press who have built up relationships with those folks.
Sure.
Elected officials who have done the same, building those relationships. They've gotten too close. But part of it, you know, you remember the movie A Few Good Men?
Yes.
Where, like, Jack Nicholson's like, you want me on that wall? GD, right, I ordered the code red. There are people in the government who have that mentality.
Yes.
They don't give a damn whether or not it's constitutional. They think they're doing the right thing.
Right.
And your liberties be damned.
Yep.
Right. And you remember the book that Comey wrote? What did he call? What was the title of it? A Higher Calling?
Yeah, something like that.
You know? And so, you know, what he's saying, to me, what he is saying is exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
You know, forget the Constitution. I've got a higher calling. I've got a moral imperative that's got to be addressed. And, you know, some hell or high water, I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
You know, forget you.
And that's the
and
whole...
so, you know...
Well, that's the whole, I know better than you do. You know?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. James Comey can shove his Kantian, you know, transcendental moral imperative up his ass, like, as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
Well, I think most Americans feel the same way.
Right. And here goes back to Sessions. Okay, Sessions, blame it. I like the guy. I think he's a great guy. But he was the freaking attorney general for a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was to go in and clean the house. And he didn't do it. Trying to be, you know, protect the institution. That was not what the deal was. The institution has been corrupt for decades now. And why he couldn't see that and do something about it.
Because he was part of it.
There,
he was part of it. That's why he couldn't do anything about it or see it.
I don't think so. I think what he saw was he was trying to do the right thing and not necessarily fall in line, but they told him, oh, you've got to sideline yourself or you're going to be under investigation, because it wasn't that he was afraid of it. It was that he was maybe trying to do the right thing too much and not fight back the way they needed, because they need some folks up in their grill
right.
about the stuff they're doing, you know? It's not just the DOJ, FBI, et cetera, NSA, our government minders. It's in the blame FISA court itself, the judges themselves. They knew what was going on, and they still didn't do it. So, you know, the corruption upon corruption it's got to be completely, and I agree with Rand Paul 100%. Y'all want a warrant to spy on an American, then blame it, go through a court like everybody else has It'll get some secret deal here.
Absolutely, right. Amen. And in part also what's going on, just hell, read Genesis. Why are you naked? I'm not naked. Well, yeah, you are. She did it.
Right.
No, the snake did it. Like, it's just that's the game they're going on right now. Yeah. Deny, blame other people.
Blame. That's right. Look around in the room. Who's not here? It's their fault.
We'll get to the bottom of it eventually. Appreciate the call, Papa B.
Take care, Papa B.
Yeah, thanks,
bye. Jack, how are you holding in there?
Doing good, Jack? That sounds
good.
Jump off.
I got to make a phone call. Thank you.
Okay.
This was good.
Good. Good, Jack. Well, it's always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you guys. And I'll call in tomorrow. Joey, you can call me later and tell me what time works best.
Yeah. I like having you on here.
Yeah, I think we all do. That's awesome.
Just brings the balance back to the program.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy to be here. And I'll be even happier to be there. But for now, I'm here and it'll work.
That's right.
Indeed. Well, Jack, always good talking with you. I'll chat with you this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Okay. See you guys.
See you, buddy.
See you, Jack. My co-host, Jack Campbell there. Great guy.
Love Jack.
Glad we're doing this now phone conferencing thing. Yeah. I miss the guy.
Everybody misses Jack. When he calls, everybody out there listening is like, oh, yeah. Because a couple things about Jack. For one, he's just a great individual as a person. But for two, you never know what he's going to say.
Right. You don't. You really don't. But we got to hit another break here. 272-9228. Hold your positions on the phone. We'll get to you, but we got to hit this break. Before we do, though, this part of News and Views brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
Hey, I know that guy.
And, we're looking at one of your listings here, Eddie.
Yeah, I want to talk to you guys about this listing we have on Ridgewood Lane in Montgomery.
Yeah.
It's a great house. We're getting the pool taken care of now. The pool was a disaster during the winter, but it's getting cleaned out. So whoever does buy this house will have a brand new house pool ready for the summer. But this house is a great three-bedroom, two-bath sitting on a corner lot in Forest Hills. We've got vaulted ceilings as soon as you walk in the house. We've got granite countertops. We've got nice oak cabinets throughout the house. And we're going to let all the kitchen appliances, which are stainless, we're going to let them stay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the fridge and the dishwasher. Wow.
That makes this house. Yeah, that makes this house move-in ready. And it's got a great security system in it with cameras. We're also going to let that stay. And those cameras are throughout the house and on the outside as well and can be operated and checked on remotely. It's got a large built-in storage room on the house itself. And one of the greatest features, and we're just not there yet because everybody's getting their pool ready, is the outdoor pool. It is beautiful pool.
Absolutely.
It's ready. It's got simple landscaping around there, but it's really nice, a deck around the pool. So you can kind of, even from inside the house, from the kitchen, if you go in to make a snack, you can still be part of that pool area out there. It's just a great house. The price on this house can't be beat at $122,000. You're not going to find something better in Montgomery. And, you know, call me up if you're worried about credit, financing, things like that. I work with so many local lenders, just like my good buddy Kim Williams. We can get you financed.
Absolutely. I'll check out Eddie Bader today for this listing and other listings. 322-0662.
That's right. Call me up 24/7.
24/7 or even text him.
Text me or check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, you can. You got room on your regular page for friends?
I got room for friends. I guess I do. I'm sure I do. Yeah. I've got like three, so I can use some more friends.
Well, y'all get in touch with Eddie today because he has this listing but many more. The housing market's still blown and going.
It is.
Y'all check it out today with Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 322-0662. More news and views when we come back.
Show noon till 3 only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Prattville Carpet will remain open for business during this time. As always, you can call them at 285-8117 for a free measurement. And now they even have a mobile showroom where they can bring flooring samples to your home. Prattville Carpet is taking all precautions necessary to ensure the safety of their employees and customers. Washing hands, sanitization. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local businesses. Schedule your free measurement today. All you have to do is call 285-8117 and they will come to you. Call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117 today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
We get money. Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to the News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. And let's go to Lori, who's been very patient. Hey, Lori, welcome to the show. Lori?
Hey, Lori.
Lori, are you there?
I think we lost her, Joseph.
Did you mute yourself, Lori?
Did you pull a Jack Campbell?
3, 2, 1. I'm going to put her back on hold. Let's go to the next call here. Jenny Lynn. Hey, Jenny. Or Jenny Lynn.
Hello there.
Now,
I'm here.
Is this the double first name? The Jenny Lynn is your whole first name?
Oh, that's my first name and middle name.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, good to hear from you, Jenny. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've listened to you for a long time today, so I just want to make a few comments about several things.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, first, Tiger King, she was just as bad as him.
Oh, no doubt.
She just didn't outright say, I want him killed.
Right.
She was thinking it. She just didn't say it. Okay. Then, about the coronavirus, people that go out and don't use hand sanitizer or anything like that and cough and sneeze and spit on people, they should be detained altogether. and what happens, happens.
Well,
that's all I got to say.
That did happen to a young lady a couple weeks ago. She thought she'd be a prankster and cough on some vegetables at the supermarket. She is arrested. I think it's like a $36,000 fine that she's going to have to pay.
Happened to another genius on TikTok. He went and filmed himself licking products at the grocery store.
I saw that idiot.
Saying, who's afraid of the coronavirus? It's like, really? Yeah, he was charged with a minor felony for terroristic threats.
Right. In that case, I'm not a big fan of North Korea, but these people need some re-education.
You know, I'm a retired nurse, and this is a big deal. Since it came out, I self-quarantined and for like 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have to tell me.
You knew better.
Exactly. You know, especially if you have underlying health problems,
mm-hmm.
you don't go out and tempt fate. I'm out now because I have things I have to get to sustain myself in my quarantine.
Right.
But I have gloves. I couldn't find my bandana, and I don't have masks. So
do you have a scarf? You could wrap a scarf like
triple layer.
Didn't have a scarf.
Joey, can he get you a scarf? He's got several.
I've got a lot, yeah.
You're telling on yourself, Joey.
No, you know, it's the rock star in me, you know.
Oh, the rock star.
Right,
okay.
Right. A humble rock star, but a rock star nonetheless.
Yeah. Cinderella, AC/DC, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
Steven Tyler.
But, you know, you just don't tempt fate because babies and little kids are dying.
Yeah.
You know, Padre Island, there was a big old outbreak there. So, you know, and Campbell, he's doing the right thing.
Yes, staying at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I love him.
Me
you
too.
Got the right You got the right partner, Joey.
Yes, ma'am. Radio partner. Yes.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
I know. I'm just
people
messing.
That listen to y'all. But people have to be wise, and they say, "Oh, the United States has more people." Well, the United States is freaking bigger. I mean, get a grip. Why don't they tell the truth? We are bigger than, I mean, Canada's big, but most of that is uninhabited.
Right.
Or if they live out there, there's like 2 or 3 and 4 or 5 or small towns.
Right. The Great White North is sparsely populated.
True.
So, you know, I mean, they just have one guy up in Alaska. Woo-wee. You know, so there you go.
Well, Jenny Lynn, I got to run. I'm going to end the call there because it's a great call, and thank you for listening. Wise words, and you made me laugh, too, so I appreciate that.
Take care.
Well, everybody needs a laugh now.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Later.
Well, all you cool cats and kittens, we got to take another break here. More news and views when we come back, 272-9228. Coming back to Flower Child and all others. Right. And Lori, give us a call back if you want to chat.
Come on, Lori.
This is part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They are still open, fully staffed, and ready to go to service your vehicle, any make or model. All their technicians are ASE certified, and with all the brand names of tires from Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop. The point is they have every tire you may want or mm-hmm. need. They can do the basic things, maintenance on your car from oil change to replacing that air filter to windshield wiper blade replacement or rotating those tires and checking them.
Brakes.
Make sure brakes, brake pads in particular.
Yeah.
There's all the basic maintenance you need done, but also they can do the big jobs. So if you need that air conditioning repaired, Oof. Or you need the transmission repaired, or you need all brand new tires, these sorts of jobs. Jenkins Tire and Automotive is the place to go. So many folks think in Jenkins because Jenkins is your local option here for great automotive service. Yes. They're at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. Should be easy to get to.
Very easy.
It's kind of quiet downtown these days.
Good time to go.
And the best way to use Jenkins Tire and Automotive is give them a call and make an appointment. 265-0792, 265-0792. Or you can make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. When you stop by, be sure to tell them that News and Views, Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive being a great sponsor here of the program. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a big change. What a nice change. Sunshine, breezy, a lot cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mid-70s, more sun. Friday will be near 80. Sun-cloud mix. Look for low 80s Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of showers by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got hairy legs.
Tell all the hunters to lay down there.
Welcome back.
Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love.
Closing out News and Views for this fine Wednesday.
Let them roam the jungle. Let them roam their land.
song has been stuck in my head.
Then stand back and run.
This song and Diamonds and Pearls. It's been a weird mix.
Diamonds and Pearls, that's a great song, really.
This one, you know, as you watch that documentary, you're like, hey, the music isn't that bad.
That's what so many people were like, dude, he should have just stuck with country music. And then you found out he was Milli Vanilli, and they're like, oh, all right, that makes sense now.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to Flower Child, 272-9228. Hey, Flower Child, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you, Joey, you like Jameson?
I do. I actually have some still at home. I don't drink it often. I used to.
Uh-huh.
When I was very depressed and melancholy in my early 20s, I used to drink too much. I'll be blunt and honest. Uh-huh. But now it's more, you know, if I feel like it occasionally. Yeah.
That's pretty top shelf there.
I think
I love that stuff. It's easier to sip. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, here's my 2 cents. Okay. I think there's 4,700 deaths. Let's okay. just say it's 5,000. Now, if you had $5,000, how many days would it take you to get to this 200,000?
The projection, they're saying?
Yeah, uh-huh, the thing.
Well,
I just did my math wrong.
Well, what they're guessing is the exponential growth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a doubling every few days.
Right.
But the whole month of March, we've only had 4,700 cases.
I think that's since we started testing, too.
Yes, I'm just saying we probably weren't testing in February.
Right.
But it takes many, many days. Let's see, maybe I probably did that wrong. It probably takes 40 days of having 5,000 cases a day to get up to the prediction of 200,000. Am I wrong? My math?
Well, that's...
5,000 times 40 would give you 200,000. Is that right?
Yeah, close enough. But you know, that's 5,000. Let's say every state hits 5,000 per day for the next X amount of days. In Alabama, I don't see us hitting 5,000. I just do not.
Well, and Flower Child, I got to be blunt with you right now. You know how I feel about doing math live on the air. What did I do to you?
Well, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, Fauci and Burke, they both came out. First, it was 1 to 2 million. Now they're trying to say 100 to 200,000. We've only had a total of 4,700 deaths. And New York is responsible for 2,000. So 2,000 from 5,000 means 3,000 on the rest of the United States. And New Jersey is the second leading high death. Hmm. I'm sure California's going to get
which
up there.
You can chalk up to the New York City nexus.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're on top of each other and everything.
Right.
And Italy only had 12,000 deaths. I just don't see where they're getting their numbers from to begin with.
Well, what they said is they're basing it off of, it started with just mathematical modeling. As Fauci said, I know my modeling friends are going to hate me, it's all based on assumptions. And now what they're using is the actual data from New York, and they admit it, that what we're doing is looking at what's happened in New York and extrapolating that out and predicting that for the whole country. But Dr. Birx was clear to say that I don't think we're going to have those sorts of outbreaks in all the metro areas across the country. It's not certain. We don't know enough yet. And that's what's frustrating right now, is we just don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was trying to look it up on CDC last night, but I couldn't. But did you see on Gateway Pundit where they said for the flu season they've had 84,000 deaths attributed to it
right.
versus the 4,700 from the COVID-19? And these COVID-19 people always have underlying issues. So, you know, who came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
Did they die of cancer or did they die of cancer because and we're exposed to a flu?
Right.
I mean, you know, what's the cause of death? Just because they catch the flu? I just think it's, anyway. And by the way, Dr. Burke's husband was the, I think it sounded like what Dan used to do. He was the advance man for Clinton.
Okay.
By the way. And then, let's see. And we've got counties in Alabama that don't even have any cases down
right.
in there in the Wiregrass.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish Kay Ivey would come on as a governor and explain why she's doing what she's doing to the state. President Trump comes out and has a presser every day about what he's doing. Why doesn't she come out and tell us at least weekly why they're doing what they're doing? And, you know, why you're closing down jewelry stores and who knows what else.
Because I don't, I honestly don't think she can explain that away. I think she's following.
That's why
following,
Dr. Scott Harris has been taking the lead.
Yeah, she's following what somebody else is telling her to do. And honestly, would you want your great grandmother on a, at a press conference getting hard questions asked like that? I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to be really honest.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, honesty doesn't have a time and a place, Eddie. Sorry. Sometimes you got to be a little more sensitive,
you know?
You know,
well, all the more reason why we shouldn't elect Biden.
Amen.
Amen. Father Child, I got to run.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Very quickly, let's go to Lori. Hey, Lori.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Okay. I just wanted your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a feeling it's not going to be a good one. I have a niece that has a full scholarship and is going to graduate in May.
Okay.
And my son's going to graduate from AUM in May.
All right.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I think they're going to graduate.
I think they'll graduate, yes, because of the online courses. Mm-hmm. And it may not be. It may not be.
I understand that, but I mean, I want to see him walk. I want to take his picture.
By May, most likely not.
No. I don't think so.
Joey.
I think they'll reschedule a lot of things like that for later on so people can get that enjoyment out of it. But I honestly, being the condition.
And if I could do it all over again, I would have just taken the diploma and not,
walked off.
Yeah, and not done the whole
thing. I mean, my son said he didn't care. He said, the only reason I'm walking is because you want to see
me. Right, exactly.
And I said, yes, I do. After I've raised you. You know, I got him when he was about 35 minutes old. And, I've raised him. He's right. Mine. And he went through high school. And now he wants to go on to seminary school in New Orleans. And now he's going to be the last one to move away out of the state.
Yeah, but there'll be other occasions and other things to see the mile markers in your son and daughter's lives. And, I mean, this crisis is upsetting a lot of things like that, Lori, and I feel
it. I know it is. It's terrible.
Right.
And I do want to give a shout-out to, and I've heard that a lot of people have had to cancel their wedding.
Right.
And I just want to give a shout-out to them and say, you know, wait 6 months, you know, 3 months. Maybe it will happen.
Well, it's going to be kind of tough. You don't want to double book during football season.
You can have your beautiful, you know, ceremony and everything. It's just, it's disappointing.
It is. It is. It's very disappointing.
It is. I mean, it's upsetting.
I'm sorry for you, Lori, and so many other folks, but we got to run.
Okay, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too. More news and views when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Napa Know-How.
Whether you're a car guy, or just a guy who uses a car, or not a guy at all, you know the ear-piercing screech of a worn-out brake pad. But thanks to NAPA, you don't need to know your way around a toolbox to get a quality part installed. Because while there are 6,000 NAPA Auto Parts stores, there are also more than 17,000 NAPA Auto Care Centers. So whether you do it yourself or have it done for you, all you need is NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Closing out news and views here on a Wednesday. Dan Morris is next. If y'all want to call in 272-9228, whether to talk to me or to Dan. We have a bunch of folks lined up here, though. Let's first go to Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hey, Joey. I heard a funny song on yesterday's 3 o'clock show.
Yes, ma'am.
It was about if Trump's not your president, don't cash your check.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I have Googled it, and I've been unable to find it. I thought it was hilarious. I wondered, you may not have time to play it, or if you could. Send me the link on my
We don't,
number.
And I'm not sure. Here's what I'll suggest, Lisa. Can you email Greg Budell at AOL.com?
Okay.
And he should be able to get it to you.
Yeah. Okay. It was hilarious. I thought it might kind of cheer people up.
Definitely.
Yeah, Greg's able to find those gems. Sometimes I'm like, where did you get this?
Right.
Yeah, he's great about that. But I appreciate the call, Lisa.
Okay. Thank you, Joey.
Hey, thank you.
272-9228. Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys, real quick one.
Hey, Robert.
On the voting, if Alabama just go to that same card, they send you 10-year voting poll, and when you send that card, put two numbers, one in red, one in blue. The one is for Democrat, one for Republican. When once you call in on that card and submit that number, your vote has been counted, and you cannot again because that card has now been canceled out because you have used one of the two numbers.
Yeah, I could think of a lot of ways to manipulate that, mm-hmm. but we're not going to do that in 20 seconds. I got other calls, Robert, but we do need to find a way to be able to vote in this. Maybe that's why they moved it back to July. So,
yeah.
I appreciate the call, man.
Take care, Robert.
Ken, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. For the callers that are semi-despairing,
yes,
it's good to dust off the game boards. Checkerboard, chessboard, Monopoly, Scrabble, whatever you have on hand. A lot of the books on the shelves, including the Bible,
yes,
and others that you haven't read lately. Invent some indoor games, but for gosh sakes, two of them should not be from the games people play. Two of those, don't make two of those. Why don't you, yes, but, or